The psychological effects of prolonged solitary confinement on inmates and efforts to decrease its use are also the focus of a new two-hour Frontline documentary that's airing Tuesday night on Maine Public Television. The Last Days of Solitary is a follow-up to the 2014 documentary Solitary Nation, which gave viewers extraordinary access to life inside the special management unit at the Maine State Prison. Dan Edge is one of the producers of the film, which spans a three-year period as the prison implements reforms. Speaking from London, Edge said the difference between what the crew saw in 2013 and what they saw when they came back 2 years later was stark.
When we were there in 2013, we were seeing violence of one sort or another every day. I mean, every day in the special management unit, sometimes many, many times a day. You know, we'd spend evenings there where the officers were having to deal with self-harm incidents, with multiple extractions, with multiple flooding of the unit by inmates.
Much of this violence, including the self-harm, is shown in the film. But after Maine State Prison officials reduced the number of prisoners in the SMU and began offering more programming, therapy, and opportunities for inmates to transition back into general population, Edge says it changed the atmosphere of the unit.
Our team saw no self-harm when they were filming this year. You know, heard a few reports of it, but we didn't see anything. We didn't see any extractions. This stuff still happens. You know, it's a prison and they're very difficult and sometimes ill people there. Well, now the prison says that self-harm is down more than 80% over the last 5 years, and that certainly tallies with what we witnessed.
The film also follows up with several Maine State Prison inmates who were in solitary confinement in the first film, one of whom was released from prison and later returned after being involved in a shooting. Edge says he hopes the takeaway is that efforts like Maine's to reform the use of solitary confinement can be replicated around the country. Last Days of Solitary airs Tuesday night at 9 on Maine Public Television. And when Susan Sharon was reporting her story, we brought our video camera into the Maine State Prison. You can take a look inside at our website, mainepublic.org.